This is a dictation for Miss Mona Miller, MONA MILLER. Date of service is 8/11/2022. Date of birth is 10/3/1970. Date of accident 6/5/2022. The history is as follows. Patient is suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 5 to 6 with radiation to both legs, lower extremities. The pain level varies from 2 to 8, and she has a she alleges an automobile accident prior to this accident, prior to this episode, that she alleges that the accident caused all the symptoms. There was a traffic rage and she was going on 8 mile westbound and she was rear-ended. And this led to these symptoms. The ADLs are reported affected at 6, especially the mood, which is reported 6. Patient does report 70% improvement in the pain level since the time of accident. The accident occurred on 6/5/2022, and Mona Miller date of birth is 10/3/70, by the way. System review, patient reports of headaches, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are present all day long, and they are associated with dizziness, vertigo, and double vision, as well as difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression. And the patient reports that she's not suffering from loss of memory, confusion, disorientation at this time. And the patient will be referred to an ophthalmologist today. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, as well as pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, and the right shoulder. The patient has numbness, tingling, nerve pain in both the lower extremities in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reported the pain is not super bad as it used to be, and some improvement is reported. Patient has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 124/85, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 7/12/2022. Dictation number 0712-060. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to provide following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg every 8 hour, PRN 90 tablets, Wellbutrin 150 mg daily for depression, Thiorisate 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets for headaches, Migranol nasal spray 1 spray for severe headaches, and Tylenol codeine number 4 every 12 hour 30 days for 60 tablets for supplying the for the pain relief. Physical therapy 3 times per week for neck, lower back, and shoulder area. And traction massage, aquatherapy has been ordered. The patient will continue be disabled for work and housework replacement and transportation. The other than that, the patient is stable. The MRIs were ordered on the patient and they're reported as follows. On the C4 and C5, there is a posterior left foramina disc herniation, indenting the ventral thecal sac, causing left neural foramina stenosis. And C5-6, there is a posterior right foramina protrusion type disc herniation. At C6-7, there is a bulging disc. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. The patient was informed about these findings in great detail, and she has been advised to visit us again next month to decide about the injection treatment if therapy doesn't help. For now, she should continue physical therapy. She should do chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, and home exercise, home yoga exercises. She has also been provided a quad cane so that she doesn't fall because of TBI. Neck pillow has been ordered, and she has been advised to visit the eye doctor, ophthalmologist, the advanced ophthalmologist, to make sure there is no issue at the vision department. Thank you.